Act 1. Trading Company. 3 months had passed since my return to the capital following my adventures in Klausner's domain. The days were growing warmer, and summer was nearly upon us. It would be my second summer in this new world. Since my return, I had been kept busy heading out to different domains at the palace's request, where I helped rid the kingdom of ever more monsters. The work was non-stop, but purging one black swamp after another left me feeling fulfilled, like I was doing something truly good for the world. Everywhere we visited saw a clear decrease in the local monster population, and that brought me peace of mind for the time being. However, we hadn't yet been able to determine whether the overall monster population had actually fallen. It was entirely possible that for every black swamp I purified, another popped up somewhere else. Thus, the search for the black swamps continued, and whenever another one was found, we headed out to take care of it. If a domain didn't have a black swamp, its troubles were typically left up to the knights to deal with. I didn't go with them in these cases. As a result, I'd had a bit of free time on my hands of late. And, as it happened, a sizable delivery from Klausner's domain had just arrived at the Research Institute of Medicinal Flora. "This is incredible," I murmured as I took in the pyramid of boxes in the storeroom. The mountain-high stack of boxes contained seeds and herbs from Klausner's domain, and not just the herbs we needed to make standard potions, of which we presently had a shortage. They'd also sent ingredients for potions that cured abnormal status effects like burns and paralysis. My colleagues shouted for joy as they perused the contents of the delivery and scanned the attached inventory. Perhaps it would be more accurate to say that they roared with joy. Apparently, we had received some incredibly rare plants. "Wow, that guy's normally so quiet. It must be a big deal if he's being so loud." As I observed my co-worker's curious behavior, Johan, the head researcher of the institute, came over with a letter in hand.
"Say, a letter for you came with the shipment."
It had been privately addressed to me and been brought to the institute with the rest. I turned it over to find Corinna's name on it. I opened the envelope on the spot to read. I couldn't help but chuckle dryly to myself. She had found out about my last little adventure before I left Klausner's domain, when I had revived the forest ravaged by the slimes. She had also guessed that I wanted this to be a secret. She didn't explicitly state what she knew, but the letter was written in such a way that anyone who knew what she was referring to would immediately recognize what she meant. She ended the missive with a most courteous thank you. I suspected that the lavish gifts in this shipment meant that Corinna had informed Lord Klausner of my actions. The fact that I, who knew jack squat about politics, had figured out as much really spoke to just how many plants we had received from Klausner's domain, especially as a few more things arrived, which had been addressed to, say, at the Institute. "You heard correctly. They sent additional gifts to me, specifically, although these were in a different storeroom. The herb shortage wasn't yet over, so Corinna and Lord Klausner must have gone out of their way to scrape together what they could, just for me. I felt a bit bad about it, but I was touched by Corinna's thoughtfulness. It really warmed my heart." Johan had been busily checking the boxes with the other researchers, but he noticed I was done reading the letter and came back over to me.
"What was it about?"
he asked with a grin, but he was more focused on the bag in his hand. I assumed it contained seeds, given that the name of a well-known plant rarely found on the market was written on the bag. Johan was so pleased, he was practically grinning ear to ear. "It was a thank you letter for killing the monsters, and the herbs seemed to be gifts of gratitude."
"I see. You went and did something crazy again, didn't you?"
he teased. I pouted slightly. What a rude thing to say.